I'm glad He's still saving old sinners. I'm glad it's still some places you can have church. Lord, what a wonderful time to be a preacher of the gospel. Acts 8:26, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, rise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is desert. He arose and went, behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. He is returning and sitting in his chariot, and he read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said these words, what ought to cripple our heart tonight? How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he'd come up and sit with him. Honey, I tell you, when you want a preacher in your chariot, when the Holy Ghost is on you. The place of the Scripture where he read, verse 32, like a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opening not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? The eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this of himself or of some other man? Boy, I like Philip. Philip been studying his Bible. Wouldn't that have been something, Brother Jerry? Philip said, I can't help you there. Let's read some other place. But he opened his mouth and he began the same Scripture and preached to him Jesus. The best name I know tonight. He didn't preach to him about the Baptist, did he? He didn't preach about Philip. But he opened his mouth, and I'll tell you, somebody, honey, worth opening your mouth about tonight. And that's a name above all names. The Lord Jesus Christ. He preached to him Jesus. I like that preaching. Philip didn't have a drama team out in the desert. He preached to him. And as they went on their way, they came to a certain one. And the eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? If you read now the wrong kind of Bible, now yours won't read like mine in verse 37 because it's not in yours. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, I'd hate to know I was toting the Bible, left that verse out. Mainly the NIV. He said, if you believe with all your heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. They were come up out of the water. I like that business. They come up out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord called away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. We just seen an old boy get saved. Now I want you to know, first of all, that in verse 27, there's the sinner's part. It said he rose, went to behold a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority, and this is the thing about it. He had went up to Jerusalem to worship. He had done left church lost. A lot of people that way leave a worship service lost. But you don't have to leave this in tonight, lost. You'd be surprised the Baptists today left church lost. Riding a church pew to hell. Oh, I know some of you tonight said, I wish you'd hurt them, get on. But it don't change the fact there's a hell. It don't change the fact you going unless you get born again. It don't change the fact. You say, preacher, this is 2010. Yeah, but this is no expiration date on what I'm reading tonight. Sinner's part. You got to realize you're lost before you can ever get saved. You say, well, I believe in Jesus. Well, so also the devils in hell, they believe in and tremble. Now, you must be born again. Verse 28, we've seen the sinner's part. He is returning in his chariot. He read Isaiah the prophet. There's the Scripture's part. He said he chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Aren't you glad tonight somebody got a Bible that you could read one day? Aren't you glad somebody got a Bible and told you about how to get to heaven out of it? The Scripture's part. Verse 29, there's the Spirit's part. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. He said, this chariot's ready to do business. I'm going to pray, God, get on your chariot. Turn your chariot around. And Philip ran thither to him, the saint's part. Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And he said, understand us what you read. He said, oh, how can I? Lest some man should guide me. The saint's part. We have a big part. The Bible says to study this Bible, to show thyself approved. A workman needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I heard a preacher preaching, boy, in a something way that when the old eunuch was reading it, Philip jumped right in and knew what he was talking about. And that leads me to the next part, and that's the Savior's part. He was as a lamb before his shears, a holy lamb. A lamb that was sin and mine in your place, that me and you wouldn't have to die and go to hell. That we could trust this lowly lamb. He said, I'll not have no part of him tonight, preacher. Well, the Bible said there's coming a day that every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. You'll do it now in repentance. Be saved by the grace of God. Or you'll do it later. And you'll be cast in the lake of fire. Brother Carl sang that song, Heaven's Gonna Fix a Lot of Things. I'm glad I'm gonna miss the tribulation. Verse 35, Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture preached to him, Jesus. As they went on their way, they came to certain water. The eunuch said, see, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, he said, oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He commanded that chariot to be still, and they went in and were baptized, and they were come up out of the water, rejoicing. That's salvation's part. You're never going to have rejoicing until you know Jesus. Some of you tonight, you're looking for joy in a bottle, joy in a bag, but you're never going to have joy till you get a hold of Jesus. He done something in my heart I've never got over. He saved me. I'm glad He exposed Himself to me by the Spirit of God, convicted me of my sin, and sent an old preacher my way, told me about how I could be saved. I'm glad He's still saving old sinners tonight. I said all that to say this, when he believed and he was saved, scripturally, he was to be baptized. It's two ordinances in the church that I believe Christ taught. One is the Lord's Supper. Number two is to be baptized. Baptism don't send you to heaven. It don't wash away your sin. The Bible said we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man would boast. Grace is God coming to you. The only way you'll be saved is extend by belief to the hand of grace that's reached to you. And believe what He's done for you on a cross. Ask Him to save you. Come in your life and live and let you serve Him. And then we're to be scripturally baptized. We're to be immersed. And it is a testimony. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. We're showing that we've died to this old man. That old life has been hid with Christ. We've been raised in the newness of life. To let our light shine in a lost and a dying world. Okay, if you've been saved by the grace of God and you'd like to be baptized tonight, if you'll come out this way. I know we have Brother Anthony to baptize for sure. And we're going to have a short service now. Brother David's going to come lead us in a song. And then we're going to dismiss from there tonight. Appreciate everybody being here. It's been a blessing to be at church today. Boy, ain't it fun to come to church where Jesus is at. Amen. Brother Gerald, you want to show him where to go up in the upper room. Amen.
The Baptist. 57. Amen. Amazing grace. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh.